Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. This is a chef. How may I help you?
Well, I want to know who you guys are, for one. Want the name of the third company. What's your name?
I can't give out that information, sir.
You can't give out the information? Why not? Means you have taken some of my money. Who are you?
May I please have your zip code?
No, you can please give me your damn name. What is the name of the third party company?
Sir, may I please have your zip code to assist you with your account?
No, you can give me your name.
Sir, how can I help you if you don't give me your zip code?
Why do I have to give you my zip code for you to give me a name?
Because I need
99208.
And may I
now
have
what's
your first
your
name, sir? My name is Ashanti, sir. May I have your first name?
I just gave it to you, Ron.
Ron, okay. Sir, I'm not finding an account by the name Ron.
Try Ronald. And how can you know an account if you don't know who I am? And I don't know who you are.
Are you Ronald Humphrey?
Third party company. What?
Are you Ronald Humphrey?
No, I'm not Ronald Humphrey.
Could you please tell me your last name, sir?
Jan, J-A-H-N.
Okay, sir. Could you verify
and
your
no
address
more information
so I can get your account
until...
pulled up?
No, you can give me some information. Who are you?
Is your address 6616 in Addison, apartment B308?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Just a moment while I get your account pulled up.
What account? I don't even know who you are.
Your account, sir.
Who are you?
A third party company.
A third party company should have a name.
Yeah, customer service for a third party company who does customer service for multiple companies, sir.
Third-party company, multiple company. What's the name of the company? Pretty simple.
Yes, sir. Just a moment. The system is still loading up your account.
How can you know if I have an account or not if I don't even know who you are?
Because you gave me your information, and by your information, I pulled up your account.
No, I gave you my name.
You gave me your name and your zip code, and then let me pull
yeah.
up your account.
Account for what?
Okay, so it looks like you had entered the sweepstakes for to win a tactical bag.
No.
On October the 30th. And you received...
I haven't entered anything, and you people have taken money out of my account. Third-party company that you won't give me a name.
So you didn't click on the link and do a survey? Sir, are you still there?
So in other words, this third party company, you are a scammer.
No, we are not scammers, sir.
Yeah, you are, because you won't even give me a name. Third party company. Third party company.
If you can help me, I could help you figure out what's going on.
If you could help me by giving a name.
Hello. Hi. This is his wife. So we're trying to find out why you guys are taking money out of our account. And we don't even know who you are.
Yes, ma'am, but it looks like online he entered a sweepstake for a bag, a tactical bag for $5.74 to win a bag. On the 30th of October.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but what we're trying to find out is why did you guys take $68 out of our account?
Because he had 7 days to cancel the membership, and he didn't cancel uh-huh. it. So if he don't cancel within the 7 days, they're gonna keep on mm-hmm. billing him for the full price. And
okay, well can you get that canceled, please?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay. And can you reimburse that, because that was on an accident?
No, ma'am, I can't. All sales are final.
What?
And third party companies, no names still. Right.
This don't make sense. It don't make no sense.
I'll have my bank take care of it.
Yes, ma'am. It okay. Stated it. Yes, ma'am.
The bank will get a hold of you.
Okay.
Sir,
okay.
We'll that you are wanting to file a dispute with your bank, but if you just file a dispute with your bank, what they would do is get in touch with us, and they would read the terms and conditions and see that it's a valid charge, and they will give you a courtesy of your money. But once they find out it's a valid charge, they will give you your money. They will take their money back. And so what I can do as a courtesy is I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay, so are you saying that once the bank get a hold of you guys, then we can get that whole $68 back?
No, if you tell your bank to dispute it, they will uh-huh. give you the money back. But once they get in touch with us and they see that it's valid because it was in the terms and conditions, they will take it back out of your account.
Oh, okay.
So what I can do as a courtesy is give you a 35% refund if you would like that.
Well, okay. I'm just gonna let him take it out through the bank, and then we'll just figure it out from there.
Ma'am, as a courtesy, I can give you a 50% refund.
No,
50%. Well,
this is a scam.
Okay, now it's 50%. The first you said it was 35%, so you can understand why we're upset about it.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but it was in the terms and conditions.
Of what?
Terms and conditions of what? Of getting a... How did I enter some kind of sweepstakes by getting a $7 backpack?
Says you, congratulations that you won, and you might have clicked on it and did the survey.
Okay, whatever it is, I want it canceled, and I want to email about it.
We don't do emails, but I can give you your cancellation number, sir. And do you want the 50% refund?
Yeah, I want the 50% refund, but I want it canceled. I want some damn information.
Are you ready for your cancellation number, sir?
Hold on.
I still don't have a name, so how am I going to know who this is canceled by? What's the number?
The cancellation number is C as in cat 26305. 0621.
Hold on. Z26 what?
It is C as in cat 26305 0621.
And cancellation of which company? Still won't get a name, do I?
The online gadget store.
The what?
Online gadget store.
Yeah. Online gadget store?
Yes, the discount online gadget store. Okay, sir. Just a moment while I get your refund. Get you refunded.
And how are you going to get the refund?
It's going to go back on your card within 3 to 7 business days.
I ain't giving you no damn more information about cards. You think
you
I'm fucking stupid?
You don't have to give me your card number, sir. It's just going to send it back to the same card that it took it from.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm refunding you now.
How much?
How much?
The 50% refund, which is $33.66.
Okay. Fucking scammers.
Okay. Okay, sir. I have your refund. Thank you for calling customer service. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yeah, make sure that damn thing's canceled, and I never want to hear from you scammers again. Thank you.